When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well met, fellow adventurers. Now, in this episode, we're going to continue an adventure that we started in Marl's Wood involving a bat cave and a kidnapping. But that was a long time ago, and I'm not sure exactly what episode it was in, so... And it was probably an episode where other things happened as well. So instead, I'm just using my third account, which I mainly use solely to boost the archery contest competition, so more people are in the top half in the contest where people in the top half get prizes. And I don't feel as That goes in line with things, because I mean, the GM got money for these accounts, so he still wins. And everyone else wins. Winners all round. Anyhow, so instead I'm using this, let's face it, mostly neglected character. This one's called Dromboy. He's just a random character I chose. Hasn't been used in a long time, because there haven't been any archery contests in a long time. Yes, all Dromboy has done is be Wold, do the Caves of Westwold adventure, and then go to the battlegrounds. That's it. That is all that Dromboy has done. Anyway, and Dromboy has very few skills, very few powers, and is generally incredibly weak. Because Dromboy has just started out, and I haven't really done any of the steps needed to make Dromboy powerful. Just enough to get through, the Caves of Westwold, which is an adventure you could literally just roll a character and then blumber into it and finish it off in half an hour. Probably take a bit longer if you read everything. But it's a very easy, very fun adventure for you to get started with. You don't have to spend a couple of hours getting all the super easy power-ups. I mean, all that would help with is dealing with that big band of goblins that you encounter in the lower level, which is by far the hardest fight because it's a lot of goblins all at once. So obviously it's harder. Because usually when you fight a lot of goblins, you fight them one or two at a time. But here they're all at once. So it's harder. You need a higher MR so to get it into the green zone or even the blue zone. Anyway, we're in Marl's Wood. And we're gonna start the adventure here. The village of Marl's Wood is named after its founder, an explorer and woodsman named Marl, who established a trading post here nearly 300 years ago. The villager has changed very little since that time. remaining a haven for woodcutters, a few farmers, and a handful of traders. The people of Miles Wood were a hardy, rugged bunch, who were friendly to their neighbours and welcoming to strangers. Alright, let's visit the Woodside Inn and Tavern. The Woodside Inn and Tavern is all but deserted. Ooh, observation link. Glancing around, you make note of a handful of mice scurrying along the edges of the room, ducking in and out of the various holes along the bases of the walls. Hello, mice. Hello. It appears that the hard-working people of Marswood have precious little time to spend in the village's sole public house. The tavern keep, a heavy grey-haired woman named Virhal, greets you warmly and serves you up a mug of hot, spiced cider. Ooh, nice. When you attempt to pay her for the drink, she steadfastly refuses to accept your gold. Bit of news from afar will suffice, she smiles. You spend the next small while conversing with her about your recent travels, and I've already told you about all of them. Continue conversing with Millet. Mvele tells you there's been a recent tragedy in the village. You learn that the daughter of the miller, a young lady named Labella, has recently gone missing. All indications are that she somehow wandered into a cave in the forest known by the locals as the Bat Cave. And it's not that Bat Cave, because wandering into that wouldn't be that bad. You probably just get knocked out, maybe have some amnesia pills delivered to you, and just suddenly find yourself back home. If it was that Bat Cave, but this is a different Bat Cave. It's a terrible place, and make no mistake about it, says Philly. We're forbidden to enter it, and even if someone was foolhardy enough to try, the entrance is warded by magic that keeps the unwary out. Word is that young Labella somehow got herself into that awful place. Would you want my thoughts? So it's more likely she was taken into it. And taken is in italics. You ask Villa what else she can tell you about the cave, and she says the oldest tales in Miles Wood speak of a terrifying bat creature that haunts the cave. Villa tells you how to get to the cave, but warns you against going there. The legends say that the creature flies out at night and looks for victims, she says with a shudder. You'll not catch me within a mile of that place. You might ask our rector, Callis, more about it all. It saddens me to say it, but I don't think we'll ever see young Miss Labelle again. You thank her for the information and bid her farewell. Please note, to get to the cave, choose the travel option from the main section in Miles Wood and look for the Bat Cave under nearby locations. Okay, let's go to the Bat Cave then. Visit the Bat Cave. You stand before the wide mouth of a cave hidden deep in the forest, outside the nearby village of Miles Wood. For as long as anyone can remember, the cave has been known as the Bat Cave to the villagers. Legends tell of a fearsome bat creature that resides in the cave and ventures out at night to prey upon man and beast. Not to fight crime, this is a different Bat Cave. Directly in front of the cave stand two large rocks, each adorned with strange glyphs. From what you learned in Miles Wood, the daughter of the village miller, a young woman named Labella, is thought to have somehow ended up in the cave. What is indeed the prevailing opinion, there are none within the village who will dare enter the forbidden lair. Well, I will enter the lair. A powerful, invisible force repels you as you approach the mouth of the cave. The glyphs on the two large rocks just outside the cave glow briefly for a moment. It appears some sort of warding spell is preventing you from entering the cave. Yes, Yes, okay. Gonna have to get some sort of thing cast on me so that doesn't work. To Marlswood. Well, I was told. Let's go visit the village rector. Carlos, the village rector, an elderly man with a pronounced limp, regards you with a friendly smile as you enter the meeting house. He's quick to tell you that a devastating tragedy is befallen the village, as the miller's daughter, a young lady by the name of Labella, has gone missing. He tells you that he fears she has somehow ended up in a cave just outside the village. A cave known in Marlswood as the Bat Cave. You ask Carlos about the cave, and he tells you that local legends have long held that it is home to a fearsome winged creature that flies out at night, seeking victims upon which to feast. Many years ago, a maid was commissioned to ward the mouth of the cave, he says, so that no one would ever wander in there, either unwittingly or out of curiosity. By long-standing decree, no villager is permitted to enter the cave, and indeed the glyphs that ward it make certain the decree is upheld. Callis tells you, however, he is the means of making someone immune to the power of the glyphs, thus granting them the ability to enter the forbidden cave. Wait a minute. If there's a ward, and there is a creature, well, Labella can't have got in because of the warding. She just can't have. As we saw, she just go bloop, bloop, bloop. And then she'd wander off and go home. Yeah, so something must have taken her in. Now, the thing is, I think a regular creature would just go bloop, bloop, bloop if it tried to take her in. And if something, presumably, I don't know, maybe it's a one-way ward. So it keeps things out, but it doesn't keep them in. But I don't. That doesn't really make sense. And even if it did keep things out, it would have kept Labella out if she was kidnapped. I mean, unless something changed. I mean, the bat, let's assume it's a bat, would have flied away, carrying. Got through the ward, the out, because out's not warded, it's one-way barrier. Wasn't a very good mage to cast this. Just, you know, a jobber, really. Just a one-way thing. Because they were mainly concerned about people going in. So the creature came out. And let's just assume that somehow, because it's due to some technicality, because it's from the cave, it doesn't work on it because the barrier is to keep things from outside the cave coming in, and it's from the cave, so the barrier doesn't work on it. Because of honestly, just some poor magic on the mage's part. Let's just assume that the barrier somehow didn't stop the presumed bat creature from getting out. Even then, it had tried to drag Labella in. It went bloop, bloop. It said, she won't go. Bloop, bloop. Stop going through. Cut her. Can't eat her. Can't suck her blood. Blood outside. I don't have my fancy forks. Bloop, bloop. It keeps going bloop, bloop. Yeah, see? Wouldn't have worked. So the bat creature must be able to somehow nullify the barrier. Otherwise it probably wouldn't be able to get through itself. And it definitely wouldn't be able to get Labella through. So this bat creature must know some sort of magic. And that just raises it to a whole nother level of terrifying. Yeah. The law of our village forbids any villager from obtaining this immunity, he told you. It does not apply to outsiders, such as yourself. I cannot in good conscience ask you to venture into that place. But I can see for myself that you are an adventurer. Oh, I am gravely mistaken. I would only say that... No, I dare not ask it. It is more than obvious to you that Kallus wishes you to seek immunity from the warding glyphs that enter the cave in search of Labella. All right, let's get this immunity. Sir Croakington already has the immunity, so... When I jump to Sir Croakington, we've already done this. Ask to receive the immunity. The very weight of this matter lifts from my heart, he says. Exhaling deeply and placing his hand on your shoulder. If you are certain, I shall grant you the immunity. And give praise to the All-Father, whose guiding hand has led you to us in this hour of need. You tell Kallus that you wish to receive the immunity, and that you will certainly take a look in the back cave for the missing girl. Then it shall be, he says, nodding. Kallus receives a latched wooden box, and from it produces a short iron wand. He waves the instrument over you, and quickly places it back in the box. Well, that was it. You know, I expected there'd be, you know, candles or something. The mage who many years ago warded the mouth of this cave preventing an unknowing soul from wandering into it. Left behind this little piece, he says, tapping the box as he closes the lid and latches it. As I said, allows us to render someone immune to the warding power of the glyphs outside the cave. Alright, unless maybe the bat creature stole the wand and used it on Labella. But then still, we might not have a mage bat creature, but we definitely have a smart one. And that's also terrifying. Yes. Kallus tells you that you may now pass the glyphs and enter the cave. You listen carefully as he describes for you how to get to the cave from the village. Please note, to get to the cave, choose the travel option from under the main section in Marl's Wood and look for the back cave under nearby locations. Okay, I'm going to save. And now we're going to go back to Sir Croakington. Yes. Alright, here we go. Just quitting. Well, we have saved. It's just not wanked yet. Because I haven't played with this character Drumball in a while. Signing out. Logging in. Putting in the secret password. Not going to tell you what that is. It's, you know, basic data security. To Sir Croakington. Alright. I'm in the battlegrounds. Because this is where we just fought Barnabore. Leave the portal in the island. Leave the Salmon Tavern. Southeast Tyser, Southwest Tyser, where it's a lot quicker for us than it is for Sir Croakington. I guess we're probably not really doing the adventures in the order that she does them. Is my excuse for when you can suddenly travel all over the place and it in no time seems to pass. Especially say in the Proving Grounds one. Where you can have adventures that are literally happening seconds after each other in universe, but where you play it, they could take part weeks, days, or even years apart. Especially when they were first released. Yeah, it's just You're just it's a game thing. All right, to Marlswood. Travel to the Batcave. Visit the Batcave. Yeah. From what you learned in Marlswood, the daughter of the village miller, a young woman named Abella, is thought to have somehow ended up in the cave. While this is indeed the prevailing opinion, there are none with village who will dare enter the forbidden lair. Now, Sir Croakington was told about this whole danger several years ago, and hasn't done anything about it. But fortunately, because Sir Croakington wasn't there, no time has passed. 'Cause video games. Enter the cave. You step towards the dark mouth of the cave, and Sir Croakington has immunity to the warding. Yeah, she got that, just like you saw Drumbore get it, but many years ago. Step towards the mouth of the dark cave. Please note, you're about to enter the dark cave. If at any point you retreat from the cave, you automatically abandon the scenario and have to wait for it to reset before you may attempt it again. The scenario will reset every 60 minutes. Because it turns out this area is actually one of the Wii playable scenarios. But with the first time you do it, there's no reason. This story, which we've just seen part of it, the getting the warding. And there'll be more when we're finished. And then, after that, it's just a slashy. Continue into the cave. The moment you set foot in the cave, a foul odour assails your senses. While you cannot pinpoint the source of the unpleasant sound, you are certain that it wafts out of the darkness that lies before you. With the occasional sound of things moving unseen in the shadows ahead, beyond the range of your light, you proceed with extreme caution into the dark interior of the cave. You press on into the cave. You bravely press on, heading even deeper into the cave. The sudden and unnerving flap of large, leathery wings from the darkness ahead freezes you in your tracks. You instinctively assume a defensive stance and watch in horror as a terrifying, dark shape looms out of the shadows. A large, two-legged bat creature, a massive set of black wings folded upon its back, its fingertips outfitted with razor-sharp claws. Snarls viciously, revealing a mouthful of needle-like fangs as it steps into your pool of light. Now, if these fangs are needle-like, I mean that can only really mean that this bat is a bloodsucker. Because, I mean, most of the bats that you meet in video games are bloodsuckers. Because, I mean, people kind of forget there are thousands of different types of bats that do all sorts of different things. Some have fruit. Most do bugs, because bugs are everywhere. And only a few, maybe even only one. Oh no, I'm not a batologist or whatever the technical term is, so I'm not sure how many of the bats are vampire bats, but only a small amount. But those are the ones which everyone focuses on. They don't focus on the usual, on all the rest of the bats, you know, that do their things and you know, just, you know, part of the ecosystem, which of course the vampire bats are too, but, you know, they can take your blood, and admittedly, you can't laugh blood. You can spare a few ounces here and there for a hungry bat, can't you? Can't you? Come on! You got so much blood! And it's with a little teeny bit of it! They're so hungry! You won't share your blood, that'd be mean! Just a little bit of blood? Well, anyhow. As the thick black fur that covers most of the hoary creature's torso is the same hue as its wings. Without warning, the hideous creature rushes forward and attacks. It's a black bat creature. Begin combat. Yes, like all the replayable scenarios, it goes a lot quicker if you don't read things. But this time, I'll read everything. The black... Well, okay. Not everything. But a lot of the things. The black bat creature tears at you with its razor-sharp claws. Now, are these are the claws on its feet or at the end of its wings. Also, I probably try to have it bite me, because I mean that's what all those teeth are for. And maybe wing bash. Let him mix it up a bit. You've slain your foe. 9 XP, terrible loot, 2 gold. The bat creature stretches wide its fang-filled jaws and emits a blood-curdling death cry as it slumps to the floor of the cave at your feet. I mean, normally, for normal people, it would curdle their blood. But Sir Croakington's blood has become very resistant to curdling over years of adventuring. So her blood isn't even slightly curdled. It's completely uncurdled. There is no curdling going on with Sir Croakington's blood. You step back and gaze down in revulsion at the bloodied remains of the hideous winged beings being pressed on through the cave. You bravely press on, heading even deeper into the cave. The sudden, unnerving flap of large, leathery wings from the darkness ahead freezes you in your tracks. Instinctively assume a defensive stance and watch in horror as a terrifying dark shape looms out of the shadows. A large, two-legged bat creature, a massive set of black wings folded on its back, and probably looking incredibly stylish as well. Its fingertips outfitted with sharp fangs and claws. Snarls viciously. Maybe it's got set arms that are separate from the wings? Yeah, probably. Because, of course, it's not just a regular bat. But big! It's a bat creature, so it's presumably sort of midway between man and bat. But way more bat. But, yeah, it's got arms. Feeling a mouthful of needle-like fangs as it steps into your pool of light. The thick black fur that covers most of the horrid creature's torso is the same hue as its wings. Without warning, the hideous creature rushes forward and attacks. It's another black bat creature. I fight it just like the last one. Does some damage, but I do a lot more. Because this is an incredibly early game quest, as you just saw. Someone who's probably got less than an hour of gameplay has just started it. I'll probably make some progress. 9 XP. And terrible loot. The bat creature stretches wide its fang-filled jaws and emits a blood-curdling death cry as it stomps the floor of the cave at your feet. You step back and gaze down in revulsion at the bloodied remains of the hideous winged being. Press on. You continue to press on, heading much deeper into the cave. The sudden, unnerving flap of large, leathery wings from the darkness ahead freezes you in your tracks. You instinctively assume a defensive stance and watch in horror as a terrifying dark shape looms out of the shadows. A large, two-legged bat creature. A massive set of grey wings folded on its back, and its fingertips outfitted with razor-sharp claws. Snarls viciously, revealing a mouthful of needle-like fangs as it steps into your pool of light. The thick grey fur that covers most of the horrid creature's torso is the same hue as its wings. Without warning, the hideous creature rushes forward and attacks. It's a grey bat creature this time. It tears at you with razor sharp claws. It fights just like the black bat creatures, because it turns out colour doesn't really matter that much. Well, maybe it slightly boosted its difficulty, maybe it didn't, who knows. Someone knows, but not me, not now. You've slain your foe. 9 XP, some modest loot, and 17 gold. A 9 of which is in the form of a trinket which we'll sell later. Not sure when we'll sell it, but later we will sell it. Who we're going to sell it to? Not sure. Doesn't say. What the trinket is? We don't know. We just know it's worth 9 gold. The black creature stretches wide its fang-filled jaws. I mean, maybe we just take some of the teeth out and they could be used as needles. With just a little bit of drilling. Maybe that's what we do. Or pins. The pins easier, because, you don't have to put a hole in them. The black creature stretches wide its fang-filled jaws and emits a blood-curdling death cry as it slumps to the floor of the cave at your feet. You step back and gaze down in revulsion at the bloodied remains of the hideous winged being. Press on through the cave. You bravely press on, heading yet deeper into the cave. A sudden and unnerving flap of large, leathery wings in the darkness ahead freezes you in your tracks. You instinctively assume a defensive stance and watch in horror as a terrifying dark shape looms out of the shadows. Will that be terrifying to normal people? Sir Crokington's barely terrified at all. A large, two-legged bat creature, a massive set of grey wings folded on its back, and its fingertips outfitted with razor-sharp claws, snarls viciously, revealing a mouthful of needle-like fangs as it steps into your pool of light. The thick, grey fur that covers most of the horrid creature's torso is the same hue as its wings. Without warning, the hideous creature rushes forward and attacks. It's a grey-black creature. Grey-bat creature. Let us fight it. I could quick combat it, but I'm just going to go manually through all these. In case we see a special or something, it is slain. 9 XP, terrible loot, 29 gold. Wait, what? Why do they have gold? What will they use the gold on? Is there some sort of secret bat society at the battle of this cave? Back of this cave where they have... Where the bats have their little bat shops where they spend bat gold on bat hats and bat bats and bat cravats. Perhaps. The bat creature stretches wide its fang-filled jaws and emits a blood-curdling death cry as it slumps to the floor of the cave at your feet. You step back and gaze down in revulsion at the bloodied remains of the hideous winged being. Press on through the cave.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You press on, bravely, heading much deeper into the cave. The sudden and unnerving flap of large, leathery wings from the darks ahead freezes you in your tracks. You instinctively assume a defensive stance and watch in horror as a terrifying dark shape looms out of the shadows. A large, two-legged bat creature. A massive set of golden wings folded on its back, and its fingertips outfitted with razor-sharp claws, snarls viciously, revealing a mouthful of needle-like fangs as it steps into your pool of light. The thick, golden fur that covers most of the horrid creature's torso, it's the same hue as its wings. Without warning, the hideous creature rushes forward and attacks. It's a golden bat creature. Begin combat. The golden bat creature tears at you with its razor-sharp claws. Out of the quickstone is just stored a quickstone 20 to be used much later. Not for this. It's not needed for this, that's for sure. It is slain. 9 XP. Some loot. The bat creature stretches wide its fang-filled jaws and emits a blood-curdling death cry. As you slump to the floor of the cave at your feet, you step back and gaze down in revulsion at the bloodied remains of the hideous winged beings. Press on! You bravely press on, heading much deeper into the cave. The sudden and unnerving flap of large, leathery wings from the darkness ahead freezes you in your tracks. You instinctively assume a defensive stance and watch in horror as a terrifying dark shape looms out of the shadows. A large, two-legged bat creature. A massive set of golden wings folded on its back, and its fingertips outfitted with sharp claws, snarls viciously, revealing a mouthful of needle-like fangs as it steps into your pool of light. The thick, golden fur that covers most of the horrid creature's torso is the same hue as its wings. Without warning, the hideous creature rushes forward and attacks. It's a golden bat creature. Begin combat. The golden bat creature tears at you with its razor-sharp claws, and the savage bite of your enemy tears into your flesh for 10 damage. Oh, you remembered you have all those fangs. Good for you. Good for you. Well, you know, I'm still going to kill you, but good for you for actually remembering that still. Keep going. And slain. 9 XP. Some terrible loot. The bat creature stretches wide its fang-filled jaws and emits a blood-curdling death cry as it slumps to the floor of the cave at your feet. You step back and gaze down in revulsion at the bloodied remains of the hideous winged being. Press on! You bravely press on, heading still deeper into the cave. How deep does this cave go? The sudden and unnerving flap of large, leathery wings from the darkness ahead freezes you in your tracks. You instinctively assume a defensive stance and watch in horror as a terrifying dark shape looms out of the shadows. A large, two-legged bat creature, a massive set of silver wings folded on its back, and its fingertips outfitted with razor-sharp claws, snarls viciously, revealing a mouthful of needle-like fangs as it steps into your pool of light. The thick silver fur that covers most of the horrid creature's torso is the same hue as its wings. Now I wonder, does the wing cover of the bats, you know, symbolise anything? Are these bats, are the different coloured bats different castes? Casts of bats with certain special skills, like it's some sort of ant colony, but with bats? Is it just fashion? And the bats can actually just go to a barber's, I guess, or a fluffier's, and just get themselves dyed whatever colour they want. Maybe it's a profession thing. You take a certain profession, you get dyed a particular colour, so everyone knows what you are. Maybe it's a caste thing, but it's not, you know, a biological thing. It's a cultural thing. And they could break out of it if their culture wasn't, you know, stuck in a rut. Like it's stuck in a cave. The thick silver fur that covers most of the horrid creature's torso is the same hue as his wings. Without warning, the hideous creature rushes forward and attacks. Silverback creature, begin combat. The silverback creature tears at you with its razor-sharp claws. And the smasher walloped it as well, and it is slain. 9 XP, some fairly decent loot. And 7 gold. 5 of which is in some sort of trinket. What is this trinket? I don't know. Maybe it's a square of bat wing, which it turns out is a really good sort of leather for, say, patching up a coat with. The bat creature stretches wide its fang-filled jaws and emits a blood-curdling death cry as it slumps to the floor of the cave at your feet. You step back and gaze down in revulsion. The bloodied remains of the hideous winged being press on through the cave. You bravely press on, heading much deeper into the cave. A sudden and unnerving flap of large, leathery wings from the darkness ahead freezes you in your tracks. You instinctively assume a defensive stance and watch in horror as a terrifying dark shape looms out of the shadows. A large, two-legged bat creature. A massive set of silver wings folded on its back and its fingertips outfitted with razor-sharp claws snarls viciously, revealing a mouthful of needle-like fangs as it steps into your pool of light. The thick fur that covers most of the horrid creature's torso is the same hue as its wings. Without warning, the hideous creature rushes forward and attacks. It's another silverback creature. Seems they come in pairs. Maybe that's just a thing. Maybe when the bats get married, they both become the same colour and we're tearing through a series of couples. I mean, it could be. I'm neither an anthropologist or an anthropologist who is anthropology, but only for bat people. It's a thing that doesn't exist in our world, and could exist in the Swift world, but people they kind of don't. Seems like these bats aren't really, you know, standing still and letting us do some anthropology. Yeah, maybe later. And there, anyway, it's slain. Well, that's that couple broken. 9 XP and 10 gold, all from a trinket. Yes, it's some of the bat. It's some of the bat fur this time. It's really warm, actually, the bat fur. Yeah, the bat creature stretches wide its fang-filled jaws and emits a blood-curdling death cry as it slumps to the floor of the cave at your feet. You step back and gaze down in revulsion at the bloodied remains of the hideous winged being. Press on through the cave. You bravely press on, heading much deeper into the cave. The sudden and unnerving flap of large, leathery wings from the darkness ahead freezes you in your tracks. you instinctively assume a defensive stance and watch in horror as a terrifying dark shape looms out of the shadows. A large, two-legged bat creature, a massive set of crimson wings folded on its back, and its fingertips outfitted with razor-sharp claws, snarls viciously, revealing a mouthful of needle-like fangs as it steps into your pool of light. Oh yeah, and I just randomly checked the wiki, and it turns out that yes, the bats do get stronger the deeper you get into the cave. That just seems to be standard dungeon rules. And also, this also sort of implies to me that the crimson winged bats, which are very deep in the cave and thus strong, and presumably guarding something very important at the back, might be some sort of group, warrior group. Perhaps, we shall see. Or maybe we won't. In fact, we probably won't. The thick crimson fur that covers most of the horrid creature's torso is the same hue as its wings. Without warning, the hideous creature rushes forward and attacks. It's a crimson bat creature, beginning combat. The crimson bat creature tears at you with its razor sharp claws. Just slain. 10 XP. 10 XP and some more loot. The bat creature stretches wide its fang-filled jaws and emits a blood-curdling death cry as it slumps to the floor of the cave at your feet. You step back and gaze down in revulsion at the bloodied remains of the hideous winged being. Press on. You press on, heading still deeper into the cave. The sudden and unnerving flap of large, leathery wings from the darkness ahead freezes you in your tracks. You instinctively assume a defensive stance and watch in horror as a terrifying dark shape looms out of the shadows. A large, two-legged bat creature, a massive set of crimson wings folded on its back, and its fingertips outfitted with razor-sharp claws, snarls viciously, revealing a mouthful of needle-like fangs as it steps into your pool of light. The thick crimson fur that covers most of the horrid creature's torso is the same hue as its wings. Without warning, the crimson creature, hideous creature, rushes forward and attacks. It's a crimson bat creature. Let us begin our combat. The crimson bat creature tears at you with its razor-sharp claws, and it bit me, and now it is slain. Oh yeah, and the deeper you go, the more health they get as well. They are slain. 10 XP and some loot. The bat creature stretches wide its fang-filled jaws and emits a blood-curdling death cry as it slumps to the floor of the cave at your feet. You step back and gaze down in revulsion at the bloodied remains of the hideous winged being. Press on through the cave. You bravely press on, heading even deeper into the cave. Suddenly, a cloud of thick black smoke fills the cave passage. You struggle through the thick black smoke, picking a number. Bonus of 35. 20 from body, 10 from spirit, 5 from luck. Pick now. 128. Keeping your mouth closed. You struggle for and being very lucky on Sir Croakington's part that nearly all the smoke is actually just way above her, so she doesn't really have to do much. She just sort of just walks under it. You struggle forward through the thick black smoke and soon emerge from the deadly cloud. You bravely press on, heading still deeper into the cave. At the end of the cave, the end of the cave passage looms ahead, and your pulse quickens when you spot a large, shadowy figure stepping into the middle of the wide, uneven corridor. As you draw closer, you realise the figure is another hideous bat creature's, for this one is much larger than those you've previously encountered. You also note, with some degree of alarm, that this winged winged bat bears. Well, of course it's a winged. Who's ever heard of a non-winged bat? Well, it's a baseball bat. You wouldn't expect to fight that. Unless there's some very strange stuff going on indeed. This winged bat being wears a flowing black robe. Ah, so it is a mage. Because, of course, only mages are allowed to wear robes. It's just a rule. It's a rule. If they see you wearing a robe and you're not a mage, or maybe a monk, although monks usually do have some mystical powers. If you're not one of those two, people are like, hey, take that off. You're misleading people. Take off that robe and wear a dirty brown tunic. Peasant. Yes, it'd be sumptuary laws. What are those? I'm just checking. Those are the same thing? Are those the right thing I'm referring to? Anyway, yeah, I checked. And sumptuary laws are the laws about what sort of clothes, what sort of people can wear. And a bunch of other things too. Like what food they can eat. It's all a bit. It all gets quite complicated. Anyway, here we go. The flowing black robe. The only bat that's actually wearing any clothes at all. What does this mean? Well, I guess you can speculate on the Swift Discord. The robed bat creature, larger and even more hideous than the others you encountered in the cave. Hey, that's not good. Let's not call it hideous. It's beautiful by its own standards, probably. Then once you've encountered in the cave, spreads his wings and steps up. To the edge of your pool of light. He grins wickedly, exposing a mouthful of needle-like fangs. Just behind the fearsome being, lying motionless on the floor, is the body of a young woman. You assumed it is Labella. A hero, is it? Snarls the creature. Surely do not wish to battle with me, Tolaf, Lord of Bats. I can assure you that the girl is not worth your most chivalrous attentions. She is a bride utterly unworthy of my hand. Suddenly, Tolaf waves his hand. And the sound of splintering rock from above makes your blood run cold. You shoot your gaze to the ceiling of the cave. A massive stalactite has broken free and is dropping straight for you. All right, I've got a few options here. I can use fortification and destruction. These are level 60 plus. Telekinesis or gating at level 70 plus. Or just dodge. Gonna use random.org to tell me what to do. Rolled 2, so I'll use destruction. Succeeded. 4 XP to destruction. Calling upon your mastery of destruction, you focus it on the falling stalactite. The massive, fang-shaped rock quivers and explodes, harmlessly showering you in small stone fragments. Tolaf crackles. Cackles. A noble but foolish gesture to stand with the rats of the village, sneers Tolaf as he flexes his razor-sharp claws and steps slowly towards you. This realm was once the home of my kin, and so it shall be again. Even if it should take 1,000 years, it will take more than a sorry hero to prevent that which destiny prescribes. With that, Tolaf rushes at you and attacks. Wait. So there used to be a bat empire around here? Okay, admittedly, he could just be making that up. Because, I mean, he is a villain, but still. With that, Tolaf rushes at you and attacks. I mean, well, we humans did apparently settle here comparatively recently, so maybe there were people here before? Who knows? Who knows? I guess maybe if we look around, it turned out some of those Aldervarian ruins are actually Bat People ruins. But we just assume they're Aldervarian because they're old. Well, maybe if we look around, we'll find them. I guess, because I don't know how we'll better tell which ruins are the Bat People and which ones aren't. Unless they're, you know, they're handy enough to have giant Bat People statues all over the place. Tolaf the Bat Lord. Begin combat. Tolaf snarls as he tears at you with his razor-sharp claws. And the savage bite of your enemy tears into your flesh for 6 damage. Hey! Wooed! Keep going. Smash your wallops. Keep going. I go into a battle rage. Hey! Stop kidnapping people. It's not nice. Okay? Not nice. Very rude. Slay. 23 XP. And then there's some loot. This is going to be a replayable dungeon, and getting loot is kind of the main reason you do those. Well, you keep doing those. Tolaf, the Lord of Bats, staggers back, clutching at his wound as he howls in agony. You are a fool, he hisses through the mesh of fangs that fills his mouth. I don't have a mesh of fangs in my mouth, so it's going to sound a bit off. Compared to what it sounds like when Tolaf says it. I shall return, and my vengeance shall be brutal. A cloud of dark smoke rises up. Up from the ground at Tolaf's feet. You step back out of the range of the pungent fumes, and when the smoke has cleared, there is no longer any sign of the Bat Lord. Where did he go? I guess we don't know. Without further delay, you rush to LaBella's side, and much to your relief, discover she appears only to be unconscious. You swiftly pick her up and prepare to exit the foul lair. Now, this is another one of those occasions where Sir Croakington grows a bit bigger than usual. And, you know, she just puts LaBella on her back as she just hops out of the cave. With LaBella draped over your back, you make your way out of the cave, cautiously skirting around the gruesome remains of the strange bat creatures. You slow down right now. Actually, you just hop over them, but only it's a modest hop, because you don't want to bonk. You don't want her to be bonked on the ceiling of the cave. At long last, you emerge from the eerie confines of the shadowy lair into the welcome light of day. Into the waiting arms of a sizable gathering of elated villagers. I guess the rector kind of let out that I would be... that I would actually be doing it now. And also, as far as everyone there is concerned, I got the immunity and I went straight into the cave. Even though from my perspective... I got the immunity, and then about 3 years later, I went into the cave. Or maybe only 2 years later, but a lot of time later. Waiting hours of sizable gathering of elated villagers. LaBella's father, the white-haired miller of Miles Wood, rushes up and takes hold of his daughter. With tears welling in his eyes, he thanks you repeatedly, saying that his prayers have been answered. Together, with several of the others, he takes LaBella back to the village, where she is destined to make a complete recovery from her ordeal. The village rector, Callis, approaches you and commends you on your brave rescue of LaBella. It is brave to all of us, again. It is a relief to all of us to again have her back safely, he says. his eyes now and again straying to the dark mouth of the nearby cave. How she got in there, past the warding stones, is still a mystery. When she is able, perhaps she will explain it to us. It's quite troubling. You stroll back to the village with Callis, and now I get 385 experience to general. Now, the later times, when you can finish the Batcave again, you only get 64 experience to general, because obviously you've done a lot less this time. You just bashed some bats. You didn't do it for any particular reason. You didn't save anyone. You just bashed the bats because the bats are there to be bashed. Okay, so we're back in Miles Wood. Fully heal myself. Automatically visit the village rector. Callis, the village rector, an elderly man with a pronounced limp, regards you with a friendly smile as you enter the meeting house. Miles Wood will long remember your name, Sir Croakington, he says, fetching you a mug of steaming paleo and offering you a seat by the fire. I've been writing an account on your rescue of Labella for our village history, which I've taken upon myself to set down in ink. Perhaps you could spare a few moments and remind me of some of the particulars? He'd actually spend the next small while answering Callis's question and providing him with details of your trek into the cave and your rescues of Labella. At length, you conclude your visit. Thank you, Callis, for the paleo, and bidding him farewell. He tells you to stop in any time and wishes you luck on your travels. Now, I kind of wish we could, you know, ask Tolaf about the previous bat civilization that was here. But I think he's probably a bit too furious to have some time for some anthropological questioning. Because, I mean, yeah, I kind of killed him the last time. And that really does sour a relationship. Also, I stole his bride. Although, he stole his bride, so, you know, we're even. And, I mean, I stole her back, so it's not like I stole her. Not like I just took Labella for myself, because what would I even do? I've got things to do. I don't just have a secret chamber. A chamber in my grand residence where I just keep various women for reasons. Probably, no, I don't have that. I'm way too busy. Wish you luck on your travels. And that is that. The Batcave will soon be available to explore again, but it's the same thing every time after that. It's just, you know, without Labella being there. Less experience, more loot. Well, not more loot per time, but it's must the same amount of loot each time, but you just can do it over and over and over again. Every 60 minutes, forever. It's probably one of the better gold sources. You know, you sell the loot mostly because it's a very rather short adventure. So if you're looking for just 1-2,000 gold and you want to get it in a few minutes, probably the place to go. If you're looking for more than that, looking for 5-10,000, probably going to have to go to the Snake Temple. But anyway, now the thing is, what will I do next? Now, let's see. The Adventures Are Grim Proposal, which I think I'll just leave. That leads to the whole Dire Saga, which is two paths, and it's a whole mess of things, and we've already explored it with Zoop, and we want it, got to just keep it undone so no one gets murdered. Of Distant Eyes and Silent War, that's a That's a definite thing to do. Or a ghost trail. That starts off a whole entire thing. So I kind of don't want to do that quite yet. Just three words. Maybe that. Maybe that will be what we'll do next. And the Copper Lodge has whispers. That's crime. Gonna stay out of that. With the Docks and Trithic has with the secrets. That's one we've actually already done, but I forgot to save afterwards. That's the one with the remains of the blue bowline or something. The boat that was sunk under almost certainly nefarious circumstances. And then the people come out again. And Trithic, a wayward caiman, that's a task for Moonwolf, where you do crime. Three of the adventures are you do crimes. Which is, of course, why they're just hanging there, because you do crimes. And events, it's usual events. Talk to people. There's the multiplayer battles, but we've done all of them now, haven't we? Have we actually fought the pumpkin? Not sure. Not sure whether Sir Croakington ever fought the pumpkin, but if we haven't, it's probably just not going to do this. It doesn't really lead to anything. It's not like the Blustery Wood, where there's stuff nearby. Faint Vale leads to a whole thing. The Wounds of Tamara leads to a whole thing. And Tar Lake. But that does lead to the whole thing under the bog thing. But that's a mess of stuff as well. Probably won't really touch that with this character very much. Because it really only pays off if you also have Farkun's Wing of Motley Mundler, Farkun's Wing of Motley Wonder, and that costs 80, and we like to keep that because there's a large but finite amount of that. Anyhow, next time, three words, I guess. And I'll look around and see if there's anything I can do nearby that I might have missed. But anyway, until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.